Joining us from Gas Buddy is Gas Buddy's head of petroleum analysis, Patrick DeHaan. Patrick, with Thanksgiving coming up next week, it's looking like drivers and motorists around America very hesitant about wanting to travel for Thanksgiving. And why? I'm sure gas prices have something to do with that. Why do you think that is?
Well, at least for now, it's because average gas prices are amongst the highest we've ever seen for Thanksgiving. In fact, the national average could be very close to the all-time high that we've seen on Thanksgiving, which is back in 2012. The national average on Thanksgiving Day was $3.44 a gallon. Today, we're at $3.42 a gallon. And while we do expect some moderate decline, if oil prices do suddenly bounce up, we could be facing the most expensive Thanksgiving Day ever at the pump.
My goodness. It looks like, though, for the moment, prices, like you and I talked about earlier this month, were going to go down. So we're seeing some declines. But what do you think the future is on that? Are those going to be, you know, long-lived, or are those going to be short-lived? What's kind of your projection there?
Well, I think at least for now, the price of oil is still off of its high, though it's up slightly this morning. There's a lot of news bouncing around that's affecting the price of oil, from COVID cases, which are on the rise in Europe, to demand issues. As demand continues to surge globally, the price of oil now has gone down, unchanged so far this morning, but just highlighting the volatility in the price of oil. As there's bearish news, there's bullish news, basically news all over the place that's getting picked up as we approach Thanksgiving. And that's what makes it very difficult to forecast where we'll be next week. But I would say Indianapolis prices should continue to drift down. We may see a price reset next week in which prices go back up to the high that they were a couple of weeks ago when they hit about $3.45. But for now, prices across Indianapolis down about 4 cents a gallon in the last week.
And that looks like a trend going on across the rest of the state, too. Is that what you're seeing as well?
Yeah, that's correct. Gas prices are in full decline across the state. The statewide average also a bit lower here than a week ago. Statewide average down 4 cents, which is identical to the drop in Indianapolis. So prices going down consistently statewide among cities. The statewide average now about 335. Indianapolis a little bit higher at 338.
So you think if you are somebody who's out driving around this week, do you wait to fill up? What's kind of your gas price strategy here in the immediate term?
Well, I would probably wait to fill up. I think prices should continue to decline at least another day or two. You know, as we get towards the weekend, we could see a price reset, I think, either late this week or at some point early next week would maybe be the more likely scenario that prices jump back up, maybe, say, next Tuesday. Based on oil kind of holding steady for now. So I think we're going to, across the state of Indiana, we're in the clear until potentially either Friday or early next week. Prices could go up. I'm going to guess the best bet for a price reset would be on Tuesday. Prices may go back up to that 345 mark. But for now, gas prices continue to inch lower.
Okay, and what I think you maybe mentioned something about oil production do we just have to basically wait until OPEC's next meeting? What's kind of the status on that?
As we progress here, we are getting closer to potentially seeing the supply and demand balance flip. That is, for a long time, the last couple of months, demand has outpaced supply, but with OPEC slowly increasing on a monthly basis and with COVID cases going up, it's possible that we could see supply retake demand in the month of December or January. So things are slowly starting to improve. U.S. oil inventories have risen 6 out of the last 7 weeks. That's pretty good. But the only consistent factor this year has been inconsistency amongst some of these factors. So it's very difficult to predict U.S. oil production back at the highest it's been since COVID started at about 11.5 million barrels. But for now, I think OPEC is increasing enough to offset the increases that we're seeing in demand. And like I said, a lot of this is now focused on Europe, where there's been a surge in COVID cases and where restrictions and lockdowns are starting to happen again.
Yeah, and just kind of recap for people what kind of impact COVID cases has on gas prices when they go up and when they go down.
Well, certainly as COVID cases go up, What we really watch for is countries and localities to react by restricting movements, and that's what can really limit demand. Of course, if motors are told to stay home, that negatively impacts oil demand. So the more COVID cases go up, the more demand likely starts to go down.
All right. I think that about covers it for me. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Not that I can think of for now.
Okay. He is Gas Buddy's head of petroleum analysis, Patrick DeHaan. Patrick, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it.
You know, actually, there is one thing we'll add here. And I kind of forgot about the Thanksgiving aspect of this. But are you still rolling?
I sure am. Go right ahead.
Well, it certainly some surprising numbers out from our travel survey this year. The Gas Buddy Thanksgiving survey found that only 32% of Americans planning to drive because Thanksgiving prices are nearly at their all-time highs for this time of year. So quite an impressive number. That compares to 2019, in which nearly two-thirds of motorists said that they were going to hit the road. And this year, we're expecting even fewer people than what we saw last year. So certainly high gas prices are taking a toll on Americans that are hitting the road for Thanksgiving.
Good. I'm glad you got that in. Good deal.
I know.
Now do you have?
There's got to be something.
Now, is there anything else you'd like to add?
I think that pretty much covers it.
All right. He's Gas Buddy's head of petroleum analysis, Patrick DeHaan. Patrick, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it.
You bet. Take care.
Don't worry, man. I'll clean all that up. So appreciate it, buddy.
You bet. Have a good one. Have a great Thanksgiving if I don't talk to you before then.
All right. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
All right, John. Take care. Bye-bye.